In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Well, good morning. It is a real privilege to be here with you all in Waco, Texas. Thank you, Father Aaron, your rector. Thank you to all the clergy here, to the vestry, and you all for having me. When Aaron invited me back a couple months ago and I got the email, I couldn't say no. I have so much respect for your rector as he is able to convey this message that God has for us, the message of love and forgiveness and grace for each of us. And I am so grateful that I have met you in my life and we have crossed paths and we are able to be colleagues in ministry. If I haven't met you yet, my name is Landon Moore. I'm a priest in the Diocese of Long Island. I've been a priest for 4 years now, and I love it. There's nothing else that I don't love everything about it, right? You know, I was in church school with the adults, and I was telling a story. And so I was telling a story of my first time baptizing a child, right? It was this baby girl. And I'm at a West Indian church, right? I'm at a West Indian church in Brooklyn, so a little bit different there. But they gave me a three-month-old little girl who was asleep. And I'm like, thank you, God, she's asleep, right? And so my rector's like, football holder, football holder. I'm like, I didn't play running back in college. I don't know what football hold means. So I'm trying to maneuver this space and hold this sleeping child who's 3 months old. Finally, I get her with one arm. I grab the seashell, about to do it. And all of a sudden, I see one eye open like this. I start freaking out, right? And so I don't continue on. And then she starts doing this arch with her back. And she starts moving, right? I fumbled her a little bit. I dropped her a little bit, right? I'll be honest. And so there was this huge commotion back. They're like, like that, right? But I still got it a little bit. I was 27. I still got it. So I went down, picked her. I didn't drop her all the way to the ground. Got her, right? Got the seashell. I said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I give her right back, right? And that was a West Indian church. I would have ended up in Lesser Feast and Fast, right? Instead of Jonathan Daniels Day, with Landon Moore Day. Saint for dropping babies. Let me get back on point. You know, Father Aaron was like, you need to preach longer. And I was like, all right, I'll start in Genesis, in the beginning. You know, start there. I think this church is a fascinating space, the Episcopal Church. It's a fascinating space to come together, worship, and experience the living God. Grow closer to the living God who took on flesh, who grew up in Nazareth, who lived, learned, walked this earth, breathed this air that you and I breathe. You know, a God who went to school. It says in Scripture, every Friday his mom made him lunch, tacos and churros. You know, when he slept as a teenager, sometimes it was for 3 hours, sometimes 12 hours. And if you're wondering what passage that is in the Bible, it's in the Gospel according to Landon Moore. They haven't found that one yet, but it's going to be found. He walked this life with humanity, came and bore our sins, willingly endured the cross for you and I so that we would have life. Allowing creation to have life, allowing us to live. And we at St. Albans get to convey this message of love by our faith, by our action, and proclaim that there is a living God whose name is Jesus. You know, if it wasn't for Jesus, most of us wouldn't be here in this space together. If you look around, you can say, I probably would not have met you in this space if it wasn't for Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus, Jonathan Daniels wouldn't have been called to the number two seminary in the Episcopal Church. Number one's Yale, number two's Trinity. That's where your rector went. I went to Yale, so a little clergy joke. If it wasn't for Jesus, you know, I gave Father Aaron praise earlier, I wouldn't be friends with your rector, Aaron Zimmerman. If it wasn't for Jesus, we are all late for brunch. Make that bottomless. Because what we are doing here is meaningless. We are wasting our time. But you see, Jesus changes everything. And I'm going to get to Jonathan Daniels, I promise. But I wanted to talk about his driving factor. What motivated him? What drove him? And it was the love that God has for us. And he wanted to embody that love to everyone in creation. You know, I don't think we are here by accident. I don't believe a single atom and a single proton or a neutron just happened to collide. But I do believe something created that atom, something created that proton, and breathed life into this universe, breathed life into this galaxy. Humanity has named that power God. This God isn't standoffish, but a personal God that knows you and I and wants to have a deep, intimate connection with you and I. But for the longest time, right, all in the Old Testament, after God created humanity in his image, there was nothing that we could do to fix that estrangement of sin. Because humanity kept turning their back on God and saying, me, 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 rather than looking at our neighbor and saying, you. It was more about the self. But because we have a loving God, God sent prophets down. So hopefully that we can turn back to this living God who wants to have a relationship with us. But there was nothing that we could do because of sin. No animal sacrifice, no amount of good works, no amount of money you can give to the church, but 10%, make sure of that, to fix this separation. The only solution was God coming to us. God coming to us. And that's what he did. And his name is Jesus, who knows us by name. And so there's a difference between living out your faith here in this space and living out your faith outside these walls. For Jonathan Daniels, there's a difference between living out your faith in the library cubicle, studying, going to morning prayer, learning about all these concepts about God, and living out your faith in the streets. There's a difference between watching Baylor football and showing up as your rector is called to be chaplain of the Baylor football team. There's a difference between watching the Dallas Cowboys lose on on television. I don't have another analogy. I just wanted to say that. I don't have another analogy. And I'm a Jets fan, you know. Let me get back on point. There's a difference between writing theology papers and numerous papers that only your professor reads and living out the words of Isaiah. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed. You know, as I age, you know, I'm 30 now. I feel pretty old. As I age, I've come to realize that love is not a feeling. I've been watching too many Disney movies. I feel something. That's not love. Love is what Jesus did for us on that cross. He wasn't on the cross saying, oh, this is great, as they put the nails through his hands. Love is what you do in spite of what you feel. Love is fighting for the good of someone, even if they don't see the value or sacrifice of what you did. Love is taking up your cross and following him. Love is realizing that faith without action is meaningless. Love is challenging the system that oppresses people all because they have more pigment. Love is laying down one's life for one's friend. So this call to action that Daniels had, based on his faith, based on his interaction with God, led him to go to Alabama to participate in voter registration efforts and protest. And it was there that he demonstrated his commitment of faith by risking his safety for the cause of justice. You know, taking up your cross may cost you your life. When Daniels took up his cross, it cost him his life. And as we know, on August 20th, 1965, tragedy struck Daniels and fellow activists when they were arrested in Alabama while participating in a peaceful protest. Upon their release, they were targeted by a white supremacist who aimed a shotgun at 17-year-old Ruby Sales, a black civil rights activist, and in profound heroism, Daniels stepped in front of Ruby, taking that fatal shot intended for her. Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. His willingness to lay down his life for another highlighted the depth of his commitment to justice, equality, and the worth of every single human being. And if we are following Jesus, there is no greater love than to lay one's life down for one's friends, not regarding race, gender, sexuality, but looking at the humanity, looking at Christ in you as you see Christ in me. Daniel's life challenges us to confront our injustices of our day, because King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Let me close with this. His story, Daniel's story, is his story because his heart changed, his mind changed, his soul changed when he encountered God and decided to say, I do believe in Jesus. I do believe that you are God, the one who walked this earth, breathed this air, and went to the cross for you and I. That was his motivating factor. Daniel said, if this is my faith, I can't be a silent bystander and watch God's children be targeted, all because they have a little more pigment in their skin. Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says, follow me. You may not know where I'm leading you. You may not know where you're going, but follow me. Follow me. You may be scared of where I'm taking you, but still, follow me. And for me and for you and I, there's only one path I want to be on, and that's the path of following him. That's the path of following Jesus. Amen.